But first, America's longest war is over. The final military flight of American troops left Afghanistan just before midnight on what is now Tuesday, August 31st in Kabul, after 20 years of war. As of today, the U.S. has airlifted more than 120,000 American civilians and Afghan allies out of Kabul, almost all of them in the last 2+ weeks. But thousands of Afghans who want to leave are left behind for now. And the deaths of Americans and Afghans over the past several days haunt this exit. Again, with the support of the Pulitzer Center, here is NewsHour special correspondent Jane Ferguson.
I'm here to announce the completion of our withdrawal from Afghanistan and the end of the military mission to evacuate American citizens, third country nationals, and vulnerable Afghans. The last C-17 lifted off from Hamid Karzai International Airport on August 30th, this afternoon, at 3:29 p.m. East Coast time. And the last manned aircraft is now clearing the airspace above Afghanistan.
The announcement came from the top American general in the region, General Frank McKenzie, the commander of U.S. Central Command.
Tonight's withdrawal signifies both the end of the military component of the evacuation, but also the end of the nearly 20-year mission that began in Afghanistan shortly after September 11, 2001.
The general also noted that both he and his son had served in the country, a generational American war effort now ended.
There's a lot of heartbreak associated with this departure. We did not get everybody out that we wanted to get out. But I think if we'd stayed another 10 days, Louis, we wouldn't have gotten everybody out that we wanted to get out.
It was a bloody end as the Americans finished their flight from Afghanistan for both the U.S. and Afghans. Blood stained the hood of a car destroyed in a Kabul neighborhood Sunday by a U.S. drone strike. President Biden last week promised action against the terror group ISIS-K after they launched an attack outside Kabul airport that killed at least 170 Afghans and 13 American service members. American officials said Sunday's strike hit suicide bombers bound for Kabul airport, but reports emerged today that it may have actually been a family. At least 10 civilians were reportedly killed, including 7 children. In Washington today, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said the Defense Department is investigating.
If we have, you know, verifiable information that we did in fact take innocent life here, then we will be transparent about that too. Nobody wants to see that happen.
In Kabul this morning, thick plumes of black smoke rose from a burning car, the apparent site from which a rocket attack was launched at the airport. No casualties were reported. A U.S. counter-missile system intercepted at least 5 rockets early Monday morning, thwarting the attack that shook the area.
I was inside the house with my children and other family members. Suddenly, there were blasts. We jumped into the house compound and lay on the ground.
The Islamic State in Afghanistan, so-called ISIS-K, claimed responsibility for the attack. The U.S. and 97 other countries have agreed to take those fleeing the Taliban after the August 31st deadline. The group insists it has been granted assurances by the Taliban that those people will be able to leave. At Dover Airfield Base in Delaware on Sunday, the remains of 13 U.S. troops killed in Afghanistan last week were returned home. President Biden and the First Lady watched the flag-draped coffins during a dignified transfer ritual and met with the families of those killed. They died Thursday in that bombing at the airport. The oldest was 31 years old. The rest of those killed were in their early 20s, and many were just 20 years old, dead in the last days of a war that started when they were babies. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jane Ferguson in Washington.